Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tax increases not only become a necessity, but also a desired tool for social justice.
I've cut taxes for small business owners 17 times over the last 3 years.
Government spending always increases because, well, why not?
As president, I've eliminated dozens of programs that weren't working and put annual domestic spending on a path to become the smallest share of the economy since Dwight Eisenhower held this office.
If we become one of those societies that attack success, one outcome is certain. There'll be a lot less success.
In this country, broad-based prosperity has never trickled down from the success of a wealthy few. It has always come from the success of a strong and growing middle class.
We'll stop the days of apologizing for success at home and never again apologize for America abroad.
I have no doubt that we will continue our long and prosperous journey as the greatest nation on earth. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Here's a new ad from President Obama. Hit the internet this week. Takes aim at the man he believes to be the Republican nominee, Mitt Romney. Presidential race, number one on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview. The top 10 items. The week is Friday, the 6th of April. Let's run down the top 10 hits in radio. Talk radio is determined by the staff at talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country to help in determining the list. Baseball season and sports talk radio, number 10. Texas tornadoes, number 9. College shooting in California, number 8. Florida's Trayvon Martin case, number 7. The new Al-Qaeda terror threat, number 6. The trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, number 5. Price of gasoline, number 4. GOP budget proposal, number 3. The Supreme Court hearings on health care, number 2. And the GOP primaries, number 1. From Fox, Bill Hemmer with Karl Rove talking about Mitt Romney's recent comments that the president is running a hide-and-seek campaign.
What Romney's arguing is that Americans know what they get with President Obama. I don't necessarily think it's a hide-and-seek right now. His cards are on the table, and you know where the debt will be in 4 years in the second term. Is Romney now, or is he prepared to make that point strong enough, do you believe?
Yeah. I thought it was a very good start to the general election campaign. He had a three-part argument. He said, first of all, isn't it interesting? The president can't run on the basis of positive accomplishments or a forward-looking vision, so all he's doing is attacking me. He then pivoted. He said the president was making arguments that nobody's advancing, you know, picking up, you know, creating a straw man. It's his favorite way of doing things. And then he pivoted, you know, he completed the pivot by saying, look, the president's remarks to the Russian president are troubling because the president said, in essence, tell Vladimir Putin I'll do what he, you know, I will do something that he'll like on missile defense after the election because then I'll have flexibility. And Romney was rightly saying, what is it that this guy is going to do if given a second term? Will he shoot straight with us? And I thought it was a very good opening. And for, and frankly, President Obama had a very tough and I thought effective opening on Monday, assuming that he's not going to run the basis of his record, assuming he's not got a forward-looking vision, going straight at Romney and saying Romney is tied in with the Paul Ryan budget and it's social Darwinism. Now, that's a great debate that has now been set up.
Now, on that point, there was also a comment about the Trojan horse, the Republican budget in the House. Now, you know, President Obama cast himself and won a lot of support in 2008 because he was seen as a different kind of guy. He was seen as a different kind of politician. And now you see the partisan game. Now how does that set with either moderate Democrats who cast their vote for him 3.5 years ago, or for more importantly, the independents in these key states? Do they view him differently now?
Sure. Look, one of his greatest advantages in 2008 was he was seen as something new and different and inspiring and aspirational. His best line was, I think, I don't want to be the president of red states and blue states, but the president of the United States. And the president has weakened himself among two key vital groups. Independent voters, particularly college-educated voters, and young people, both of whom were drawn to him because they heard that voice of hope and they heard that aspirational call and responded to it. And when he goes and does what he did Monday, he turns himself into just another ordinary Washington politician. And fortunately for him, he's been doing that for a significant period of time.
You wonder why, and I just wonder internally at the White House if they think they're in worse shape than they were with their own base. Is that a yes or no answer?
I think it's more nuanced than that. I think they think this is effective.
Coming up, you'll hear more about the presidential race from both sides on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Politics number one on the countdown. Host Mark Lewis and Richard Day talked to CBS's Chip Reed about Mitt Romney's primary wins this week and how the campaign looks going forward.
Now, it's a very interesting situation here. He's talking about November as if Santorum, Gingrich, Paul, all of them no longer existed.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's probably fair for him to say, to act like Paul and Gingrich don't exist, because they are not the ones who are keeping him out there campaigning in primary states. It's really all about Santorum at this point. I mean, Romney has really shifted his focus almost 100% onto President Obama, at least publicly. But behind the scenes, he's still got to deal with Santorum. And Santorum is going to force him to campaign in 3 weeks in Pennsylvania. And that's not so bad, because that's a state where Romney would need to spend some time in the general election anyway. But then in May, you've got states like Texas and Arkansas and other southern states. There are about five of them where Santorum could do well, and he's made clear he intends to go there and compete heavily. And so Romney is going to be forced to go to these states where he's almost sure to win in November anyway. It's time he should be spending in battleground states. And it really is wearing on the Romney campaign because they just can't do what they really need to do, which is focus 100% on President Obama.
Even as Romney does seem to be getting more support, what does the campaign say about what appears to be reluctant supporters that are jumping on this bandwagon because they feel like they have no other choice?
Well, that is a concern, you know, and the there was a poll out yesterday, a PPD poll that showed that voters who are very excited about voting for Obama, it's 57%, the same thing it was a number of months ago. With Romney, and it's it, or The question was, are Democrats excited? 57%. Are Republicans excited? It's gone from 63% down to 46%. And that has a lot to do with the lack of excitement about Mitt Romney. It is a problem. And even people in his campaign have been talking, not for the record, but anonymously to reporters about how it really is a problem. He is not somebody who inspires the kind of excitement that Obama does on the Democratic side. And they're trying to figure out a way to as his wife said, to unzip him and show the real Mitt Romney.
Radio host Peter Tilden talked to Kerry Pickett from the Washington Times about Mitt Romney's primary wins this week and if the Republican Party is ready to coalesce around him as the man.
How is Mitt Romney? Is he happier than a pig in you-know-what because he's got the momentum finally and maybe the party will tell everybody else back off?
Well, I think he's always had the momentum, but at this point, I think what he's doing, and what's obvious to everyone, he is talking more about politics going towards the general election as opposed to doing politics in the primary. If you notice, a lot of the shots are being taken toward Obama more than anything else. He's not taking any more shots at Santorum or at Gingrich anymore, if you notice in his victory speech.
The rule is always, like in radio, attacking other stations, attacking other people. You don't attack. You attack up. You don't attack down. Because when you attack down, you're only helping the guy below you. And Santorum's below him. He can't get the number of now. He can't get the delegates anymore. So he knows it's over.
Right. Particularly when it really seems as if Santorum, as much as he wants to really stay in the primary, my theory on this is he wants to at least give Pennsylvania one last shot. Since the last time he ran Pennsylvania, he lost pretty badly. I always look at it more as a symbolic thing that each of the candidates wanted to give each of their home states a shot. Gingrich won Georgia, obviously Romney won Michigan, and now Pennsylvania for Santorum is also a very symbolic thing. If he doesn't win it, then I would imagine that Santorum is more than likely to say sayonara.
Oh, let me ask you something about that, Philip. And I'm not that smart. Or maybe I'm smarter than them because they're running for office. But here's the deal. If you haven't heard, Romney won Maryland, D.C., and Wisconsin. So slam dunk, big time, got a lot of delegates. He's on his way. So if you're Santorum, it depends on what you think Santorum wants. He knows he's not going to win the GOP nomination. So is he setting himself up in 2012? Is he setting himself up to be to a book deal, a pundit, lots of money because everybody knows who he is now? Because here's what I would think. I didn't do so well in Pennsylvania last time I ran for campaign there. Remember, I lost big time. Why don't I drop out before say? Why don't I say now? I know I can win Pennsylvania, but for the good of the party, I'm throwing my vote to my endorsement to Romney to save face. Because if he goes to Pennsylvania and loses, doesn't it kind of knock his credibility down even more?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, think about it, even before he entered the race, he already was a pundit. He already had a very lucrative deal with Fox News as a Gingrich. And one of the concerns that people really put towards Gingrich as Santorum is if they don't leave the race, then they're going to damage themselves post-primary season. As far as Santorum is concerned, he's someone who, if Romney is able to beat Obama in the general election,
right,
should he get out of the primary, and says, hey, Rick, would you like to perhaps look at HHS? Would you like to look somewhere in my cabinet?
Exactly, sure.
You know that Santorum would just snatch it up in a second.
Up next, the latest on health care. And also we'll talk about that GOP budget proposal. A lot of people have been yakking about that this week, so it's found its way to the countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. And the number two item this week, the Supreme Court hearing into health care. Here's host Bruce Wolf with Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about what will happen if the Supreme Court does overturn the Affordable Care Act.
Let's assume, for the sake of my question that's forthcoming, that Obamacare is struck down by the court and this decision comes roughly the end of June. What are Republicans going to do, or what do you think they should do, in terms of messaging into the general election? Okay, Obamacare scrapped. That's what we wanted, because we needed to write a new health care law. We need a new approach to health care reform that addresses some of the problems like those with pre-existing conditions and the spiraling costs of health care in the private insurance market and other such matters. Is the Republican caucus ready and prepared to offer a constructive alternative when this goes away so that they're not left basically saying you curse the darkness, but you have no light to offer?
Yeah, I think so. I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the committee that actually deals with health care. And I think we're going to be working on an alternative here over the next few months in order so that if this law is thrown out by the Supreme Court, we can come in with an alternative. And I mean, it's an alternative that we don't need a comprehensive, government takeover plan. What we need are just some real positive steps to bringing the cost of health care down. And then, ultimately we can talk about where the government can truly help in accessibility. But you can do it without a full government takeover. So we actually had, I think it was House Bill 3400 in the last Congress, which was our alternative to the health care plan. Obviously, that didn't go anywhere, so it'd be nice to resurrect something like that and talk about how to really control costs. Because we do have a health care crisis, and I think part of the reason we're playing defense is because throughout 2000, there was a brewing health care crisis, and Republicans really put their head in the sand on the issue.
The new GOP budget proposal, number three on the countdown. Here's host Mike Rosen talking about President Obama's recent attacks on the new budget proposal, which came from Congressman Paul Ryan.
Barack Obama's remarks when he spoke to the Associated Press in Washington the other day, and this was once again a campaign speech and a campaign speech on steroids. He attacked Paul Ryan's budget alternative, calling it, among other things, a Trojan horse. The reason you could recognize this as an overt campaign speech was that Obama used all of the left's buzzwords. He talked about trickle-down economics. He talked about social Darwinism. This is hyperbolic campaign rhetoric. And Obama can say the most outrageous things, such as what he said the other day about it being unprecedented for the Supreme Court to overturn legislation. I mean, this is preposterous. If a Republican president were to say this, the dominant liberal establishment mass media would brand that president as a moron. Obama escapes any criticism at all. In any event, the Republicans have offered a real budget, as opposed to the pretend budget that Barack Obama offered in February. And under the law, under the Budget Control Act, the president is required to kick off the budget process by presenting his requested budget. That budget has no force of law, but as I said, it starts a process, and the second step in that process is that Congress passes its own budget resolution committing to a specific level of revenue and spending. And, of course, this Congress has refused to do so. In the first 2 years after the 2008 election, when the Democrats had a majority in both houses of Congress, that Democrat majority refused to pass a budget resolution, which, incidentally, is a direct violation of the law, except there's no penalty in the law. There is a political penalty, however, as the Democrats perceived it, of actually committing to a budget resolution, because they would have committed officially to huge deficits as far as the eye can see. So they finessed it by not passing a budget resolution at all.
800-510-8255, your calls, and the rest of the countdown items are coming up next, right around the corner here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
One of the nation's largest car shows gets underway this week. The 2012 New York Auto Show will house some of the hottest concept cars and new production vehicles to date, including the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Now in its 10th generation, Impala is one of the industry's most enduring nameplates and the latest vehicle in Chevrolet's revamped passenger car lineup. John Hahn is marketing director with Chevrolet.
The 2014 Impala will lead the Chevrolet lineup with greater refinement, advanced safety technology, and a bold design that will turn heads for years to come. We're excited for the all-new Impala to strengthen its dominance in the full-size sedan market.
The new Impala will be available in three trim levels and choice of four- and six-cylinder engine to maximize fuel economy. New safety technologies like full-speed range, adaptive cruise control, and collision mitigation braking are both firsts for Chevrolet, while forward collision alert, lane departure warning are new on the 2014 Impala. For more details, visit Chevrolet.com. I'm Steve Anwert reporting.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits this week, beginning Friday, April the 6th, 2012. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily and weekly effort to keep you abreast of the things that are the most popular discussion topics on news talk radio stations around the country, and what people are listening to on the internet at talkers.com, at dougsteffen.com, et cetera, et cetera. And the budget is in right now a prominent position. So Don, who's in Jacksonville, Florida, would like to have his 2 cents worth. Well, I give you 3 cents, Don. Go ahead.
I'll take it, Doug. Thank you.
Sure.
You know, this whole budget deal, Obama has not passed a budget in 3 years, and nothing ever really gets said about it.
Well, Obama would tell you it's not his fault. It's Congress's fault. Congress passes the budget. He just suggests that this ought to be spent or that ought to be spent. That's the presidential prerogative. Put the numbers together, then Congress has to act. And to a point, he's right. There isn't anybody that's getting along. This guy says one thing. We listen to the rhetoric back and forth, given what Mr. Ryan suggested, and then what Mr. Romney said, and then what Mr. Obama has said. It's all politics. It's all electioneering. It's all about me, 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 not you, 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 the taxpayer.
Right, but understand this, Doug, is when he does put a budget forward, knowing it, I mean, he knows it's not going to pass. When the Democrats and Republicans are voting his budget down, he knows it's not going to pass. And then what do? They point the fingers at the Republicans. And I think with this, there's never entitlement spending in his budget. He's going to avoid this like the plague because of an election year, and it's going to wreck his base. And he does have cuts in it, Doug. $500 billion from the military and $500 billion from Medicare. Mm. And if the seniors think they're going to get thrown under the bus by Paul Ryan, they're going to get thrown under the bus and run back over by Obamacare.
That's an interesting visualization. All right, Don, thank you for your emotion. 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just go to the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Number 4 this week on the countdown, what you're paying for gasoline, one of the primary reasons Obama would probably not get elected and maybe ought not to get elected, the fact that there hasn't really been anything
done here to stop the rising tide. This is like pink slime, only you put it in your car. Talk host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to Rayola Doerr, a senior economic advisor with the American Petroleum Institute. They talk about the move by politicians to raise taxes on oil companies.
The fact that they keep trying to end these subsidies to oil companies, we've had them explain before that this is typical. These subsidies are similar to what you give any kind of corporations, but if you do it to the oil companies, they're going to do it to the gas purchasers, aren't they?
I would like to clear up one thing about subsidies. We don't get any subsidies, but what we do get are tax deductions like every other business in America to recover your costs. And those deductions have been around since the inception of the tax code. So the congressional, and you don't even need a study to look at this, but the Congressional Research Service did look at what would happen if taxes were raised on the oil industry, and they said it could raise gasoline prices and would also reduce energy security. And I think that's a no-brainer for most of us. What we want to see as an industry is more supply in the marketplace, more domestic production, especially partnering with others in North America, especially Canada, get that pipeline built so we can bring more supply to the market, which would, you know, benefit all Americans in terms of more jobs, more tax revenue for the government that way, actually, a lot more than what they get by going after the industry, especially now when we're all experiencing these high prices.
That flies in the face of what the administration. That flies in the face of what the administration's been wanting to do, though, because they like higher gas prices.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does, and it doesn't make any sense to me at all, and it doesn't make any sense to most Americans when you look at the face of it. Let's go for what resources we can here. Let's develop domestically. Let's bring on more supply. And really, if you start taxing the industry, what it means is you have less money to invest. That means you make fewer investments or smaller investments. You employ fewer people. You generate less tax revenue and less energy. So it's just really in the opposite direction of where we have to go. And we want to make sure that we can bring more supply to the market, and we don't have policy that is supportive of that. We've had policy that's putting up obstacles in every single bit of the way, and now that we're in election year, the industry, the oil industry, is being demonized. And in part, it's just to deflect attention away from a failed policy, and it's harmful to us as a nation. This should not be a partisan issue. It should be something that we could all get behind and say, we have to do our best here at home.
Isn't it interesting how the things are played? That's nothing but a political machine as well, the Petroleum Institute. Lobbyists, what they do is promote the interests of the oil companies, and they're trying to convince you that the oil companies are goody-goody guys. They aren't. They're in business. They want to make as much profit as they can, get as many deductions or advantages as they can. The question always is whether they deserve it. Why are they different than any other company? If you're going to give them a certain consideration, why not give everybody that is in a big business consideration? That's why the idea that was put forth of the two tax levels and this certain cuts, generally speaking, makes more sense for all of us. 800-510-8255. The trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed started this week, the mastermind of September 11th, and that was number five. Host Charlie Parker talks to a military analyst about this.
I'm assuming I'm correct here. They finally got it right. This trial will take place where it should take place.
Yeah, you know, after years and years of years of demonizing military commissions, the far left has finally got it right. And this president, of course, 2 years ago, remember that brilliant decision by Holder?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send these people to New York City, and the American people, Democrats and Republicans, stood up and said, that's the dumbest thing we've heard this week from y'all. These people are enemy combatants. They need to go to military commissions. They're not domestic criminals. They're not coming to a federal court in New York City. So finally, after 2 years, after that boneheaded decision, they we're going to reverse ourselves now and send them to military commissions. If they would have done the right thing and not played politics with this, these people would already be convicted and the families would have peace of mind, after all these years have gone by. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, they finally got it right. And for the rest of us, what we've always known is that these military commissions provide more due process than any military commissions in the history of military commissions in the history of war. The due process that these people are going to get exceeds the International Criminal Court, which is the darling of the far left. It exceeds every European domestic criminal court on the planet and almost matches the due process that you would get in a federal district court. These people have the right to cross-examine witnesses. We're going to pay for their own civilian lawyer, plus we're going to pay for a military lawyer for them. They have the right to remain silent. They have the right to call their own witnesses. They have to be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. It has to be a unanimous verdict for the death penalty in this case. So they have all the rights, basically, that you're going to get in a federal district court.
All right. I certainly have no qualms about this taking place at Guantanamo. But is there something that stipulates that that's where it must happen, or could it be held at a military installation somewhere else?
It could be held somewhere else, but we've done, President Obama has actually done three military commissions already, but the news media never tells you that. So he's kind of doing them on the sly while demonizing them at the same time. And yeah, it's going to take place at Gitmo. I've been to Gitmo. In fact, I've worked very closely with the military commission's office. I may be called as an expert witness to testify that torture does not, that they were not tortured, that waterboarding doesn't rise to the level of torture. I've been in contact with the military commission prosecutor, because that's one of the issues you're going to. They're going to say, look, I was tortured, therefore all my testimony must be excluded. If the judge says, yep, waterboarding is torture, then it will be excluded. My testimony, if I'm called, will be that no, waterboarding, as we did it, does not rise to the level of severe pain and suffering. If you want to know what our technique was like, you can go to Six Flags here, pay $60, and get the same effect.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Addicott from Six Flags. Now, there's a visualization, using your imagination, thinking about what's going on in the world of conversation. Speaking of the trial of the Sheik, there's a new Al-Qaeda threat, and that is number six this week on the countdown. We'll get to that in a moment. It's 16 and a half for the hour.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leslie Burris, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Purple Heart.
I had never had a bazooka in my hand before. There was a tank commander come up there and told us that they had a tank that needed to be knocked out. So we got up there and I fired my first shot. We heard people in that tank screaming and hollering. So we knew we had a hit. After we'd done that, we had one more round left, and some of the North Koreans had come out of their tank and had gotten into a building. And our tank commander, he said, "Do you think you can put one in that doorway?" And it was a little building, had a tin roof on it, and it blew the roof probably 50, 60 feet in the air.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
800-510-8255. The essence of this new threat, supposedly, it seems kind of ridiculous that we're wasting any time on this. This shows you sort of how corrupt the news media is, in a sense. They jump on anything to scare the hell out of you. Why would Al-Qaeda broadcast everywhere they were going to do whatever it is they were going to do? They didn't do that September 11th. Have they done it any place in the past that had any credibility? Not that I can remember. Anyway, here's radio host Greg Knapp talking to former FBI Assistant Director Bill Galvin about the implications of posting on an Arabic website suggesting that Al-Qaeda was coming again to New York.
When you see something like this on one of the Arab websites written in English, obviously it's aimed at us. What do you see in this? What do you make of it?
It's just something that has to be explored. We have to get to the bottom of its genesis. And when I look at that, I say there are a couple of things come to mind. You know, no incident within the United States, 1993 bombing, 9/11, shoe bomber, underwear bomber, printer cartridges coming into this country, nothing has ever had advance warning. So that kind of negates probably something happened in the immediate future. But there's two kinds of terrorism. You also have, besides the terrorism that causes a horrible act, you have a psychological terrorism. And what does this do when you put something like this out? If it is legitimate, comes from a legitimate site,
right?
It just makes everybody say, oh gosh, what's going on now? Does it incite that lone wolf domestic terrorist within the United States? You bet it does. And we've been really pretty successful in ferreting out those individuals. But the one thing that sticks in my mind is an individual by the name of Adam Gadan. He's also known as Osama Mariki. He's a native Californian who defected to Islamist terrorists about 2003 or so. He's the first American to be indicted for treason in 50 years. He's still alive and in Afghanistan, Pakistan, somewhere in that area. And he knows the hot buttons. He knows how to push the buttons in the United States. He has appeared on a number of his commercial kind of talk about Al-Qaeda has appeared on a number of Islamic websites. But in addition to that, he's appeared in numerous videos with Ayman al-Zawahiri, who's, you know, the titular head now of Al-Qaeda, as weak as they may be or as strong as they may be, depending upon the point of view. So those are all the things that have to be resolved prior to saying we believe that it's an Egyptian student who's just doing something as a homework project, you know.
Number 7, the Trayvon Martin case. Dr. Drew talks to criminal defense attorney Trent Copeland about the issues.
He'd be behind bars if Trayvon had been white.
I don't think there's any question he'd be behind bars. He'd be behind bars, he'd be convicted, not just in the court of public opinion, but he'd be well on his way to a conviction in a court of law. I mean, look, I don't know. There are few stories that get me so personally aroused than this kind of story. Because, look, this was an unarmed young man, 140 pounds. This is not a kid who was in a neighborhood where he didn't belong. This wasn't a kid. He was walking to his dad's house. This isn't a kid who was harming anyone. He was unarmed. This is a circumstance where someone has to say, enough is enough. And I think everybody, not just African Americans, but all Americans have to be outraged that we've taken our country, we've taken this country, and we've had to turn this kind of discussion upside down on its head, because what's happened is that people are turning an eye towards young kids who are unarmed, who are walking in their own neighborhoods, not being safe. This isn't the sort of thing that would happen in a white community. And I'm sorry to say that. This is something that's unique to being an African-American. This is something that's unique to the perception of who you are as an African-American. And it happens in neighborhoods just like this neighborhood all over the country.
It's taken racism to a new level, a new depth in a way. It's disgusting, but it's really created an awareness of how insidious this is.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the connection here on the countdown, at least on the audio side of things, other than to the implement you're listening to us on, whether it's a terrestrial radio station, whether it's on iTunes or wherever you go to download these apps. Help yourself to number 8 this week. It's the discussion about what happened in California, yet another college shooting. Here's host McGraw-Milhaven talking to ABC's crime and terrorism consultant Brad Garrett about the shooting there.
Let's go talk about the Oakland school shooting. What are your thoughts as you look at those details?
Well, you know, another troubled lad that just couldn't apparently deal with his world and goes and commits a horrible act. But I think when you look at him, does he fit so many variables that many of these other shooters have in the last, let's say, 30 years? I think there's been like 166 school shootings in the last 30 years. And they all, McGraw, seem to fit the same general profile of depressed, don't see a future, are bullied, at least from their perspective, from the environment they're in at school. In his case, apparently they made fun of him, his inability to speak English clearly. And if you look at every one of the shooters, there's this anger and rage about what's going on at school. And it's me against them. And the only way I'm going to be able to control this or have some power, feel empowered, is to take action on my own hands and go commit these acts. It's very, very desperate. So the real key is, can you figure these out before they happen? And the answer is, only sometimes. But a lot of these kids give so many signals. The kid in Ohio a few weeks ago, his last name was Lane, I think it's AJ Lane. I mean, he'd written a number of things about killing people and empowering himself and so forth. So what can the schools do? And I think the real thing, the real key is, can they figure out some sort of intervention, at least get on the same wavelength as some of these kids that appear to be so angry, so outside the circle, And if nothing else, do some sort of intervention with them and put them on notice that, look, hey, we're taking a look at you and we're trying to help you.
What does law enforcement say about the victims? If, God forbid, you find yourself in a situation where a gunman comes in and he starts, you know, everybody line up on the wall. Are you supposed to listen to what the shooter says? Or I've always been told you find the nearest exit and just start running and or bull rushing the guy so that he doesn't get the upper hand.
Well, clearly, McCraw, you have to teach people self-preservation. And the real trick is that every one of these circumstances are a little bit different about how you could escape. Do you have the skills to overcome him or disarm him? That plays into this. But you really do have to teach people to listen to what's going on, figure out what is best for you and the others in a particular room or a location. Is running the best? I don't know. It appears in this Oakland shooting that he started to line them up or got them partly lined up, and then they scattered on him, and he started shooting at that point.
Right.
So it's, you know, and then, of course, it goes to the whole issue about then do you want kids in college armed to take over, which is a whole different discussion, I understand, but that's what some people, including Texas, are proposing.
All right, so we have the same conversation every time one of these things happens. It gets to be a little sad, a little repetitive, and almost to the point of sounding silly. That's number 8 this week. Number 9, the Texas tornadoes. What do you say about that? You've heard a lot of interviews, you heard a lot of conversation about it, so I think we ought to move on into the number 10. This is the most fun item of the week. The start of the baseball season is number 10. Here's Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr.
Opening day is upon us again, and everybody talks about those opening day jitters. What is opening day jitters? Well, you're nervous, you want to get off to a good start, and it affects everybody. Most people think it just affects those rookies that come up, and they have never experienced what opening day is before. But I can tell you, it affects the young guy, it affects the middle of the career guy, it affects the end of the career guy just as much as the same. Now, what's different about it? High-pressure situations in baseball can be in the playoffs, can be in the All-Star game. Heck, some of those games that I played in, the celebrated game of 21-31, those are high-pressure situations, and you tend to need to calm yourself in those moments. Opening day is different for some reason. You're coming from spring training. You think you're ready, but you're not sure. We all want to get off to a good start because that alleviates pressure in general. So everybody's excited to start the season, and containing that excitement is the key to this whole thing. Yes, a regular player or a experienced veteran player knows what the ceremony is. They know how to prepare themselves just a little bit better. You know, don't peak too soon. You know that these ceremonies are going to happen. There's a lot of pomp and circumstances around that. If you know that, you can deal with it. Some rookies don't know how to deal with that. But in the end of the day, you still got to go up there and start your season. And you still got to stay in the box, and you still have to control that energy, that urgency to get off to a good start. We all want to, but it doesn't happen by forcing it. It happens if you let it happen. So my advice to rookies or veterans alike, go up there, you know, be confident in your practice and your swings, and just let it happen. Things will turn out okay.
Hit it out of the park. That's the Talk Radio way.